Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of AHA Presents About Education. I'm Neil Kreisel and I'm your host every week right here on AM 1290, repeated at 10 and on Saturdays at 4. We're brought to you by Deckers, makers of Uggs and Tevas, Pialafon Wendy Foster offering fine clothes, good food and vintage wines, and Montecito Bank and Trust proudly serving our communities and their financial needs for over 40 years. We have a couple of great guests today from Girls Inc. Barbara Ben-Horan, who is the CEO, and Christina Webster, who's Director of Programs. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's great to be here, Neil.
Well, for me, it's great to be anyplace. ever since I've retired, I just enjoy having an opportunity to talk to anyone that will talk to me. So, to begin, before we talk about Girls Inc., tell us a little bit about yourselves from the very beginning. We only have an hour, so you can't tell us that much about yourself. So, Barbara, where how did you start out?
Okay. Well, I have been around for a while now, so for this reason, I actually made myself a few notes because we would be here for more than an hour if I were to start from the very beginning. But I actually began with Girls Inc. in January, but previously I was with the Museum of Art. But let's take it back to when I moved to town, which was 1973, and I started in banking, and I'd worked for IBM, so I had started out in the business world and got the nonprofit bug with an organization that's no longer in existence, but at the time, this is late 70s, it was a project of the county's Delinquency Prevention Commission called the Youth Service System, and I really got the nonprofit bug then. I've served with Shelter Services for Women, which is now Domestic Violence Solutions, as their executive director. I've worked for Bill Cerrone at the County Education Office, again, in a more business role, business advisory services. I've been back to New York, L.A. So I've had a variety of professional experiences that really set me up nicely, I think, for the Girls Inc. experience.
You left out the foundation for Santa Barbara City College.
I know, which is where Neil and I met. So I'd been out of town for 11 years, and in 2005, returned to Santa Barbara as the CEO of the Foundation for Santa Barbara City College, and we met there and had some good years working together for the college.
Yes, based on my experience at Santa Barbara City College Foundation, the Girls Inc. Family is very lucky to have you.
Thank you.
So, Christina, you just joined Girls Inc. too, correct? Only it was 15 years ago.
Yes. Yeah, so just recently, about 15 years ago, I joined Girls Inc. I happened upon it by accident, really. I had just graduated UCSB and was looking for something to do. I had worked with kids previously, knew I really enjoyed it, and didn't quite want a real job. So I applied for a position and ended up falling in love with it and have been there ever since. Came to Santa Barbara, like I said, to start UCSB and never left. It's a beautiful place to be, and Girls Inc. hooked me and has had my heart ever since.
Now, Girls Inc. has been around since 1958, and your original mission statement read, to help girls become good wives, mothers, homemakers, and citizens. Have you updated your...
I know. And that's so crazy.
Your mission statement yet?
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I mean, we've been in Santa Barbara since 1958, but the mission statement has changed, and Do you want to take that?
Yes, strong? Our mission is now inspiring all girls to be strong, smart, and bold.
So, as the only male on this conversation, I was going to say in the room, but that would have gotten Richard crazy. as the only male in this conversation, I have to ask you, why is it called Girls Inc.? Why isn't it called Kids Inc.? What makes girl right now? I could see it in the 60s and 70s, but today, with so much of the success of the women's liberation movement and the fact that, you know, Roger Ailes got caught and everyone accepts that. Why do we need a Girls Inc.?
You or me?
You, Barbara. Okay. You can start it off and
okay.
I'll jump in. But
well,
you, start it
you know,
off.
There's a Girls Inc. experience and it consists of mentoring relationships and a safe environment for girls, all pro-girl, girls only, and programming that's strong, smart, and bold. And it really is needed today. Girls Inc. has a national advocacy agenda that is dedicated to extending girls' voices, issues, and concerns to communicate to policy makers, corporations, media. There really is gender inequity in education, workforce, politics. We really feel it's important to have our girls ready to be in the world. So, well,
that's not a generally or less universally accepted view. I mean, the people today, many people think that there is an equality now, or at least certainly substantially more than before. I got a facial expression from Barbara. What's the matter?
No, keep going. You know, keep going.
By the way, I'm the father of two sons, so I should put that up front to begin with. So you're saying that there really still is a need for girl-specific programs that otherwise they would not have the same opportunities as boys. Is that
right? I mean, there are really a number of social barriers, and they are in, you know, gender equity issues. And so it's important for girls to, you know, be strong, smart, and bold and be prepared to be in the world so that they can have equity in education, in the workforce, in politics.
Christina?
Yeah. It's no doubt that women have come a long way and we have made great strides, but we're not quite equitable yet. We're not quite there. We've talked a little bit about politics, about CEOs and corporate boards. In 2013, women only made up 17% of U.S. corporate boards. There were just 23 female CEOs within the Fortune 500 companies. Women represented only 18.5% of Congress. We're still earning 77 cents on the dollar. So, yes, we're making great strides, but not quite there yet. And for these reasons and many more, we still believe that having single-gender programming and offering girls a safe and supportive environment to gain the skills that they will need to grow up to be healthy, independent, and educated adults is really important.
So you mentioned gender. We had a guest on a few months ago who was very interesting. She's the mother of a transgendered child, and she needed to have some support. She went to some of the people who were in the social services and MDs in town. They said, well, there aren't any other kids. Her kid was 2.5 at the time. So she went to L.A., and they put her in a support group. And she came back here and started a support group, and immediately 25 parents signed
That's
up.
Incredible.
So is that something – what do you do – have you accepted a transgendered girl into your group? Or would you if that were to happen?
Yes, so we definitely would accept a transgendered member. We actually have a transgendered member policy in place. We're one of the first affiliates, actually, as part of the organization to adopt a policy. We have a staff member on board who is very passionate about these issues and very educated and has helped guide us in determining our policy. But we definitely want to be here for all girls. And if one of our current members also ended up transitioning and determine that they might still want to stay a part of the program, we would welcome that as well.
And it has over the years, has the issues of the changing environment for women had resulted in you having to continue to change your mission? I mean, has the mission sort of evolved every couple of years as the world changes to focus on certain things? Like you mentioned, and there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal today about women diversity on boards. There's a company that just was founded to find women to go on corporate boards because there are no women on corporate
mm-hmm.
boards.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to in 1955 where they were, you know, worried about can the woman cook? Now they want them to be qualified to sit on a corporate board. So are there more programs designed to make them ready for those types of responsibilities?
Yes, definitely. And so although the mission has not changed in and of itself since I think about the 90s now, the programs that we're offering that the girls are participating in definitely have changed to fit the needs of the girls in order to be successful in today's world. So for example, STEM programming and really focusing on that, focusing on teaching girls coding skills, computer programming, and indeed, how do you be successful in the corporate world and knowing that you can be a CEO and the head of a corporation, that you can participate on boards. So Definitely programming has changed along the way, even though the mission is remained the same.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned STEM programs, because we had a guest on who was a professor at City College teaching science, and she said, and she was only, I think she's only like 38, 39, and she said when she was going to school, they tried to dissuade her from doing science. She's a science teacher because it wasn't for her. And that's, so that's, mm-hmm. that's in the late 80s, early 90s. So there's, you know, not just about getting ready for the fundamentals of STEM programs, but to understand that it's something you can, it's open to you.
Right.
And
right.
I guess that's now it wasn't even on the horizon 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Yeah. I was told I have a lousy handwriting because I'm a boy, and I guess girls say that they're not good at math yeah. because they're a girl, and that's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true at all. You're listening to AHA Presents on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back.
Wendy Foster Clothing Stores are Santa Barbara's best shopping. Wendy Foster on State Street is a gorgeous boutique in the center of downtown, one of five locations. Look for classic luxury clothing and seasonal designer fashion with a Southern California vibe. Each Wendy Foster boutique offers its own individual Santa Barbara style. Visit all of our shops for a unique shopping experience and personal attention. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All five Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and San Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For more than 20 years now, the unique landscape and people of the Santa Barbara community have helped grow Deckers brands into the lifestyle footwear leaders they are today. Newly opened at their headquarters in Goleta, the Deckers brand showcase allows you to explore and shop the UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and Ahnu brands while you're likely to discover something new or potentially receive an in-store special offer. At 250 Coramore Drive in Goleta, the showcase is open to the public 10 a.m. to 7 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday.
You're invited to dine indoors or on the secluded garden patio, the sunny patio, or the covered creekside patio with fireplace at Pierre Lafond's Montecito Wine Bistro, where you'll enjoy the popular pizzas and many other dishes from the wood-burning oven, daily specials from Chef Victor, and selections from the elevated wine menu featuring Lafond and Santa Barbara Winery wines. Open daily at 11 for lunch, wine, cocktails, dinner, incredible desserts, and a daily happy hour from 3 to 6 with very unique appetizers, in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Welcome back to AHA Presents. AHA, using innovative social emotional learning and character building to help teens. We're here with Barbara Bedhoren, the CEO of Girls Inc. of Greater Santa Barbara, and Christina Webster, the Director of Programs. So we were talking before about the mission. Let's talk about the Bill of Rights. You have a Bill of Rights, and we're not talking about the Second Amendment. We're talking about things probably, I would guess, more relevant to girls.
Absolutely, Neil. We would like you to participate in this.
Absolutely.
By saying, if you would begin by saying, girls have the right.
Girls have the right.
To be themselves and to resist gender stereotypes.
Girls have the right.
To express themselves with originality and enthusiasm.
Girls have the right.
To take risks, to strive freely, and to take pride in success.
Girls have the right.
To accept and appreciate their bodies.
Girls have the right.
To have confidence in themselves and be safe in the world.
Girls have the right.
To prepare for interesting work and economic independence.
So that's a whole bunch of rights that I guess, unfortunately, you have to tell the girls that because sometimes they're not aware because of so much prejudice. But how much of it is economic and social related? We have a very high percentage of Latina and Latino population. Is that an issue? Do you see a difference in dealing with different economic classes, different racial classes, as you look at your constituency of girls? The different needs, different ways of approaching it?
Yes, definitely. The thing that binds us all together is that we believe we have special rights as being girls and women, and there are certain discriminations that we that happen upon us because of being girls and women. But for those girls of color and from lower socioeconomic classes, they have even more discrimination against them as well. And so we definitely want to address that with the girls and talk with them about injustices that they see and that they experience in their lives and how they can advocate for both themselves and for others to help combat those.
And is there a difference in parent participation based on socioeconomic situations? And how important is the parent to your mission?
That's a really great question.
Good question.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure. Well, Christina should probably take this. I mean, I just to mention something about myself. I mean, my mom was a single parent, and we do have many girls from single parent homes. And so participation may be simply a matter of mom, dad, they're at work. And so they're not there. They're not able to participate because they're working. I certainly know my mother wasn't available to participate. And I just did want to say something else about the Bill of Rights. Of these relate to girls today, and I think adult women. I recently spoke with a group of women. I would say the average age was 75. And everyone, I started by saying, by the end of this presentation, I think you're going to be happy to really, really know about Girls Inc. because I wish it was there for me when I was growing up, and it wouldn't have taken so long to become strong, smart, and bold. And so I've taken us a little off track, but I don't know, Christine, if you want to say something
By the way,
about
Barbara,
parent participation.
I have to say, you look great for 75.
Yeah. I was the young one in the room.
So we definitely could have more participation from the parents, but parents across the board, when we hold events, when we hold performances and showcases, parents are there for their girls. And that's one of the reason they choose to have them at Girls Inc. as well, because they're there to support their girls and know that it's a special place for them to be. So the parents across the board show up for performances and special events, Thanksgiving dinners, play productions, and so on.
We've had a number of educators from Santa Barbara on, including Dave Cash and some principals of local schools, and they said one of the priorities is to make sure that the parents are part of the solution. And that means finding ways of bridging this race and economic divide. And how do you get everyone involved? And it's almost as important to teach the parents how to get along. You know, in this society that's become atomized and everyone is looking out for their own interests, sometimes it's really important to step back and find a way of to communicate with everyone. And it starts with the parents. And I know you said that, and I'm not putting this to blame, it's impossible for sometimes two parents to deal with a child, but it's a reality. And so I guess that's something you need to struggle with, it is to make sure that the parents are part of the solution. You can have a kid in the programs. We'll talk about the programs for two, 3 hours, but they need to be reinforced, I guess, at home.
Wow.
So what's the hour? So what is the, yeah, what is the age? What is the age for your kids? It goes from what to what?
So we serve girls who are in transitional kindergarten. So they're about 4 years, 9 months, all the way up through currently junior high age. And when girls are in high school, they also come and volunteer with us as part of our program as well. So anywhere from 5 to 18.
Okay. AHA deals with bullying as one of its important initiatives. And I don't know, is that age group yet subject to a bullying? Is that an issue that you have to deal with?
It is indeed. It is something that we do have to deal with and really have to work with the girls and with the parents to define that and to know what that is and what's the difference between kids just not being nice to each other and really bullying. And we definitely talk with the girls about that. We have programs about that. We talk with the girls about how they stand up for themselves, what words they can say, what different actions they can take are, how they can stand up for others. So many of the programs that the girls can participate in do address those issues, because it is something that all of our girls unfortunately face, whether it's from others, you know, around them, or from, you know, when they're at school or on the playground, you know, in a park and so on.
And one of the other things that AHA deals with is restorative justice as a way of basically building empathy with kids who don't have empathy. And that was one thing I learned. I thought you had empathy, you didn't. But apparently you can learn it. Mm-hmm. And rather than punish kids for acting badly, the idea is to find a way of making them understand the pain they cause. So you're involved with that type of program too, where you teaching kids the harm it does?
Yeah, and one of our biggest kind of approaches is also self-discipline and teaching the girls how to then kind of act differently in the future. And it's not that they're being punished for what they've done, but really learning the skills that they need in order to behave in a different way in the future. And empathy is a huge part of that. And thinking about how did that other girl feel in this situation, and what can you do to make it better, and what can you do to make it right? And that's not always a straight apology or saying you're sorry, because sometimes that's not really what's going to make it right. But changing your actions is what's going to make it right and make it better.
Yeah, and with all of the technology and social media, the ability to really hurt someone substantially is much worse than when someone hit me on the head with a roll of paper when I was 12 years old. I mean, now you can really do damage.
Yeah, and we've seen that directly with the girls in our teen center and their connection to each other and those around them on Snapchat and other social media sources, and how in an instant something can be put out there and shared with everyone that you can't take back. And so we, you know, need to work with the girls on recognizing that and how they can handle that if something negative, you know, is put out there about them.
Sometimes I talk to parents and I say, how are you dealing with bullying? And they say, oh, no, we know how to handle iPhones and cell phones. We control how our kids use it. And, you know, they have no clue. The kids know much, much more than we do. Mm-hmm. You're listening to AHA Presents on the Santa Barbara News Press radio station, and we'll be right back.
Wendy Foster Clothing Stores, a unique shopping experience for all ages. The Wendy Foster style is Santa Barbara style, style that is uncomplicated, feminine, sophisticated, with a sense of adventure. Shop Wendy Foster for jewelry, clothing, and accessories for everyone, with personal attention and a passion for fashion. Wendy Foster stores make it easy to look beautiful at any of our 5 locations. There are 3 locations in Montecito, 1 in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All 5 Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and Santa Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Available only at the company's headquarters in Goleta, the new Deckers brand showcase features the latest footwear from UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and AH new brands. You're invited to stop by to experience firsthand what makes Deckers brand so unique. Discover new product and try on a range of offerings from your favorite Deckers brand at their retail stores. Now open to the public 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and from 11 to 5 on Sunday at 250 Coramar Drive in Goleta.
In 1962, Pierre Lafond founded the first post-prohibition commercial winery in Santa Barbara County. In 1972, he planted his first vineyard in the San Ynez Valley west of Buellton, and later hired legendary winemaker Bruce McGuire to continue to build on the stellar reputation that Santa Barbara Winery has achieved for more than 50 years. Today, you're invited to experience the award-winning wines at Santa Barbara Winery at the corner of Yananali and Anacapa, and the Lafond Winery at 6855 Santa Rosa Road in Buellton.
We're Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA, improving attitude, creating social harmony, bridging the achievement gap for teens. We're here with Barbara Ben-Horan, CEO of Girls, Inc. of Greater Santa Barbara, and Christina Webster, Director of Programs. And, you know, I'm looking at this opening I do each week, highlighting some of the things that AHA does, and there are so many things that are similar to what your focus is on as well. And I see your mission statement is that is to inspire all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. Strong, smart, and bold, which is different from what I would, you know, have thought that anyone would have thought about 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Strong, smart, and bold. But that's so. Tell me about it. How did that come about? What does it mean?
Well, there, you know, the mission statement, as you said, is inspiring all girls to be strong, smart, and bold. And this is all part of a Girls, Inc. experience. And so the Girls, Inc. experience consists of people, and that means mentoring relationships and an environment that's safe. And I'd mentioned this earlier, pro-girl and programming, the strong, smart, and bold programming, which is research-based. And strong really relates to health. Girls gain knowledge and they gain enthusiasm to embrace physical activity and positive body image and know about nutrition. And the smart really has to do with education, increasing the girls' love of learning and improving performance in school. And bold is about independence and girls building life skills and achieving their goals. So Christina could tell us about programs under each of these areas that help accomplish all of this.
Yeah, so at Girls, Inc., when girls are enrolled in our programs, they're able to choose what they want to do on a daily basis. So if they were interested in taking strong classes, they would have choices like yoga or hiking or playing on one of our sports teams, either basketball or soccer. We have surf lessons. We have classes in healthy eating, so something called Mission Nutrition. Or they might want to take some SMART classes, which is Academic Enrichment Support. So we have programs like Jump Rope Math or Made with Code, a class called Gizmos and Gadgets, where they're really exploring different engineering concepts. So lots of hands-on STEM programming, lots of literacy programming they can choose from. We have some amazing library facilities at each of our centers. And lastly, BOLD, which is the independence and the life skills and building that resiliency in the girls. Those are things like learning about economic literacy, learning about different cultures and appreciating different cultures, self-defense skills, a lot of our art programs, theater programs, all fall under that category as well.
The other thing about the programs is that everything is, it's layered. So it's not just one thing. And what I mean by that is I'm thinking of partnership we have with the Museum of Art. So we have Itoko, who's a teaching artist, comes to work with the girls, and they are creating beautiful art, but they're learning much more than creating the beautiful art, the story behind it. There's always a reading component, or if it's if Rosa's teaching an art class, it's a social justice class, but they're creating works of art. If they're in the kitchen working on something, so they're not just learning how to make a soup, they learn how to shop. They learn what the value of a nickel, dime, quarter, a dollar is, what that buys. They work on a recipe where they need to be able to write the recipe out and so there's reading. There is the experience of working together as a team. There's bringing this home. They create a recipe book. So in every class, it's like that. It's multi-layered. You're really getting a full experience with everything that happens in the door, and you are with a facilitator, Girls Inc. facilitator, who is there for you, who's, you know, it's part of a sisterhood. It's a mentoring relationship.
So this is after school. And so you need to motivate, it sounds great, but you need to motivate a kid who is a kid when they finish school, instead of going around and, you know, wasting money at Starbucks, they end up, you know, in an enrichment program. Is that a challenge?
It can be. It definitely can be. And so we're out of school time programs. So we have a summer program. We're open during all school breaks, as well as our after school program. And our facilitators just do an amazing job at creating really intentional, interactive, hands-on programs that the girls can't help but want to participate in because they're having fun with their friends. It's very unschool-like, informal education, but we're giving the girls an experience where they're able to dive in and participate in something and experience it themselves, and then we're helping them process what they're learning through that experience. Of course, there are those kids who still, like, you have an off day, you get tired, you've been at school all day, and we offer them other alternatives as well. They can always sit and read a quiet book or have some time to themselves, but for the most part, the programming, when it's developed by our facilitators and it's fun and engaging, they want to participate.
So if I sign up, yes. Is it 5 days a week or is it 1 day a week? What is the typical student?
So we're open 5 days a week. We have different structures based on how many days a week you want to come. So we have girls who come full-time, which is 3 days or more, or you can come part-time, which is 2 days or less. A majority of our girls at this point in time are coming 3 days or more.
Mm-hmm. So it could be 5 days?
It could be 5 days, absolutely. Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and we just finished summer camp. So we had girls with us from 7 in the morning until 6:30
or so.
6 at
night, yeah.
We had
How many girls in total?
So last year we served over 1,600 girls in all of our programs total. So each of our centers are serving over 100 girls every single day.
Wow. And how many centers do you have?
So we have our center, the Goleta Valley Center, which serves the Goleta and Hope School Districts. We have our Santa Barbara Center downtown that serves the Santa Barbara School Districts. And then we have our gymnastics facility as well that's also located downtown on the Santa Barbara Center property.
And is there a fee?
All of our programs are fee-based, but we offer financial assistance that parents are welcome to apply for, and it's then sliding scale based on total household income.
So what is it? What is the average kid pay?
Well, if you can pay full fare, yeah, it's $100 a week. And the least that anyone is paying is $20 a week. So I would say this is our greatest area of need. As I put a little pitch in here, yeah, for financial, yeah, support, would be in the scholarship area. So that it's really deferred revenue to the organization. We, yeah, want to be sure that any girl who wants to participate can participate. And we don't say no. You know, we figure out how to make it happen and it happens. Exactly. But we do need help with that.
Well,
yes.
Well, because 45% of our families are earning $30,000 or less annually.
And they pay on average for the services. If someone is in that economic bracket, what would they pay?
$20 a week.
Okay. So that's very, very cheap.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's
absolutely.
It's a great,
yeah,
deal.
Something to know about that statistic, really, that's organization-wide. So if you were just to look at downtown center, about 75% of the families are coming from, girls are coming from a family who's earning $30,000 or less.
Yeah,
so
the
need is there.
As Barbara and I both know from our experience at City College, a lot of the newer donors are dot-com type people in their 40s and 50s, not the old, I'm going to build a building, 80-year-old. And they're looking for metrics that support effective spending of dollars. And without the benefit of a calculator, it seems that you are really providing an incredible service for a very little amount of money.
Thank you. We think so.
And you mentioned before facilitators. How many facilitators do you have?
So we have a 14-to-1 ratio. So at our Santa Barbara facility, we have about 10 facilitators maybe on average. That increases in the summertime. At our Goleta facility, it's closer to 15, maybe 17 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And in gymnastics, there's probably about 7 to 10 coaches a day who, mm-hmm, are there.
Mm-hmm. And what's the typical educational background of a facilitator?
So because we're also a community care licensed facility, every facilitator is college educated. They have to have a certain number of units in different areas like sociology, psychology, early childhood education. So they have to have at least 12 units in a combination of those different classes.
So based upon the fact that they all have to be college graduates, what percentage of them are voting for Trump?
We can't address that.
Yeah, no.
No, there's a great a great statistic yesterday that showed that Trump's support among white male uneducated is 42 points. By the way, just in case you're not aware of this, Trump is running against a woman.
Yes, we're very aware of that.
I don't know if you're aware of that. And if the kids are, you should make the kids aware that that we have a woman possibly as president.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. We're getting all these hand signals
yes.
here.
No, so, that was a moment of silence.
Sorry.
That was a moment of silence.
You have given us a great... Are we on?
What? Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, great lead-in to... course called She Votes.
Yes.
Yep.
So
thank you.
We are definitely aware that there is a female running for president, a female who is making history. Yes. And each year, especially when there are presidential elections, Girls Inc. girls across the U.S. participate in a program called She Votes. It is getting girls interested and excited about the voting process and in looking to becoming leaders in their communities as well as in the nation as well. So we talk about mayors and different representatives and how one becomes one of those, what it takes to become a representative, and we go through the history of women voting. So there's a whole program around voting and women in the political process.
And by the way, I just don't listen to my own show. I just wanted to tell Richard that I was listening this morning, and the people on were talking about the mayor of Santa Barbara and who that mayor may be, and it may be a male this time, and they said they can't remember when the last time it wasn't a woman. And one of the guests said, I heard him say, that if you look at women speaking at various national conferences about their cities as mayors, they're almost all women. So that's mm-hmm. one of the really good mm-hmm. revolutions that's mm-hmm. taken place. You're mm-hmm. listening to AHA Presents About Education, and we'll be right back.
Wendy Foster clothing stores are a Santa Barbara favorite. Wendy Foster style is a Santa Barbara style. Shop any of our 5 locations for personal attention and a fabulous selection of the latest of everything. Special and unique jewelry, accessories, and clothing from New York, Los Angeles, and Paris. Wendy Foster stores make it easy to look beautiful. Wendy Foster clothing store is Santa Barbara's premier shopping destination. There are 3 locations in Montecito, 1 in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All 5 Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and Santa Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Founded by a UCSB grad, Deckers Brands has grown into a global driver of lifestyle footwear. From humble beginnings in 1973, Santa Barbara has been a key element of the business, defining the company's culture, providing home base for many employees, and inspiring product innovation each year. For a first-hand experience, stop by the Deckers Brands headquarters in Goleta, 250 Coromar Drive, from 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 Sunday, and shop their new brand showcase retail test lab. Guaranteed, you'll see a new side to Deckers portfolio, from footwear to handbags to home furnishings.
Celebrating 50 years of serving loyal regular guests and first-time visitors, the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli invites you to enjoy their huge selection of fresh-baked sweets, cookies, carrot cake, muffins, and the famous farm cake, granola, Oreo popcorn, wine cake, homemade soups, and the popular fresh juice bar. Or get a coffee drink or fresh-squeezed juice and peruse the famous wall of greeting cards at the Pierre Lafond Market and Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens achieve goals, surmount challenges, stop bullying, and communicate and listen effectively. We're here with Barbara Van Horen, the CEO of Girls Inc., and Christina Webster, Director of Programs. So we were just talking about the election. Do you have classes or discussions about how radical, or not radical, but how revolutionary what's going on today is for this country and for women. We went from a black president and now maybe a woman president. Is that part of the discussions that take place?
That in particular is not necessarily part of a class, or we have not designed a program around that. You know, like I said, we participate in the She Votes program, but we don't have a program that we've designed just to talk about what's happening in today's politics. It's more about getting girls interested in it overall and knowing that they will have the opportunity to vote when they are of age to do so, and how they can advocate for themselves and issues that they care about now prior to having the opportunity to vote.
So luckily for us, there's something else on television this week that is not about politics, and that's the Olympics.
Yes.
So has the Olympics inspired the girls?
It definitely has, and especially in our gymnastics program. Our gymnastics director really wanted to showcase the Olympics as well and help inspire some of our team gymnasts. So she's had two evenings where they've projected the Olympics onto a wall and invited all of the girls to come and watch. So they are definitely excited about it and excited to see what the possibilities are for what they could potentially be working towards and what they could do. So yes, the Olympics are definitely inspiring the girls, and especially to see all of the females who are achieving so much in the Olympics and all the press that they're getting.
There's an amazing picture in today's New York Times of a woman falling and breaking her leg in a race, and another woman stopped
to help her up.
There is, I mean, I don't want to, you know, be a traitor to my gender, but there is no man I know that would do that. It's absolutely amazing that she felt this is her whole life is running, and she saw someone injured and she stopped to help her.
Yeah, that's quite incredible.
There's a big difference between men and women.
What's the right thing to do?
Yeah, really.
You know, I just want to say also we have more than 700 girls in our gymnastics program, and we have a competitive team. So maybe Christina could tell us a little bit about their competition, because they're winning. They're competing and they're winning in their area.
Yeah, so we do have girls who are on a competitive team, and they participate in competitions up and down the state. They just recently participated in the regionals that were in Arizona, and six different girls placed first. Was that it? Okay,
yeah,
Barbara's. No, I'm trying to compare
there
the statistics
are
here.
Levels of competition 1 through 10, and our girls are competing at level 7. So, I mean, they're getting up there in terms of their skill set, their ability, and several of them did. They have trophies for the first time, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, so it's been many, many years since the Girls Inc. gymnastics team has competed well enough and done well enough to be able to participate and qualify for the regionals. And so this is the first time that's happened in quite a while. Our coaches were very, very excited about that, very proud of that. And because of the level that the girls are competing at and what they're achieving in their skills, we actually have to rearrange the gyms in order for them to be able to practice new and different skills, from what I understand. So the coaches are really on board with helping these girls achieve all of their dreams and making that happen by rearranging the gym and doing what we can to really get the girls there.
Neil, we'd like you to visit us, because a tour of the center, either Santa Barbara Goleta or the gymnastics program, is pretty remarkable.
You have a gymnastics center, so that's in one location. And so the girls all use that. So even if you're Goleta or South, you all come to the gymnastics center to do
if you want to do gymnastics.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. And the buses that we see around town, those are yours?
Those are ours.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that an issue about transportation for kids who, you know, don't have lunch money? How do they get to your program?
Right. So we actually offer free transportation. That's part of their weekly fees. So we pick up girls from all of the different schools, Santa Barbara School District, Goleta School District, Hope School District. We pick them up from school and bring them to the facility. The parents then pick them up at the facility, but we bring them there. And that the other great thing about our vans is that enables us to go on field trips with the girls as well. So we're out in the community and exploring with the girls different opportunities that are in the community.
So you have, I always thought you have a signature event that's, you know, I remember when I first moved here, it was really so exciting that after we were here for, I think, 6 hours, my wife volunteered to roll napkins. So your 15th, actually it must have been 15 years ago, your 15th annual celebration luncheon is taking place. And when is that?
It's coming up on October 27th. So we actually have two fundraising events each year, and this one is in April, and that's coordinated by our 100 committee. But this luncheon on October 27th is the celebration luncheon, and the theme, it's celebrating women in leadership, making a difference. We are really excited about this. We have Hannah Beth Jackson, who was our state senator, speaking. We will have a girl be our mistress of ceremonies throughout, and we have organized a group of women in leadership who are forming an honorary committee. So we're really, really excited about this. We have on this honorary committee the new police chief, the CEO of the county, the head of the airport, women who are owning and running women-owned businesses, women who are head of nonprofit organizations, school board. So it's a wide range of women in leadership. The mayor, you know, as you were just saying, our community has an incredible representation from women.
I guess reinforcing the idea that women can be strong is having a female police chief.
Yes.
So we're all used to female mayors, but we're not used to female police chiefs. And so we have this attractive female police chief that must be inspiring for these kids.
Yes. Well, and she's well qualified for the job. We hope to give a shout out to her. We're very excited to have a woman in that role. Mm-hmm. And she certainly hard to be there.
So how do we get tickets for this event?
Well, you can look at our website, and there's information there. Also, we have an invitation that'll be in the mail early in February, right? No, how about early in September? So I would say the website, and watch for the invitation in the mail. We really would like a tremendous turnout for this. You know, the net proceeds support Girls Inc. programming. We expect close to 400 people there, men and women, girls. You'll hear from girls at the microphone. And
so, who are the men speakers?
Girl speakers.
Pro girl. So the other thing that's happening right now is that school begins. And so your after-school program is about ready to gear up.
It is indeed. So the Santa Barbara schools start on Monday, and so our after-school program will begin then. We still have some spaces available in both our Santa Barbara and Goleta Valley centers, and so if people are interested in after-school programming, believe in a pro-girl environment and a safe place for their girl to be where they can be strong, smart, and bold, they should go to our website for registration information or call up one of our centers. That contact information is also on our website. But we definitely still have spaces and would love to have more girls as part of our program.
You're listening to AHA Present on AM 1290 KZSB, and we'll be right back with our last segment.
Wendy Foster Clothing Stores are Santa Barbara's premier shopping destinations. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. Each shop has its own individual identity, but with the Wendy Foster style. Visit our shops for a unique shopping experience and personal attention. Wendy Foster Stores make it easy to look beautiful. There are three locations in Montecito, one in downtown Santa Barbara, and our newest location in Los Olivos. All five Wendy Foster locations are open 7 days a week.
Here's a question. Do you enjoy experiencing the best of Santa Barbara? Tasty restaurants, scenic hiking, local banking experts. That's right, local banking experts. Montecito Bank and Trust was voted best bank again by the Santa Barbara Independent, Santa Barbara News Press, and San Ynez Valley News Readers. Plus, they have over 40 years of experience, 10 branches from Solvang to Westlake, a convenient on-the-go mobile banking app, and a savvy team of local decision makers. Visit Montecito.bank today. Montecito Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Deckers Brands, the parent company of global lifestyle footwear brands UGG, Teva, Sanuk, Hoka, and Anu, invite you to experience their new brand showcase firsthand in Goleta. Discover new product, try on a range of offerings from your favorite Deckers brand, and get a peek into the company's headquarters. The brand showcase is open for business Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and from 11 to 5 on Sunday at 250 Coromar Drive in Goleta. See you out there.
You're invited to dine indoors or on the secluded garden patio, the sunny patio, or the covered creekside patio with fireplace at Pierre Lafond's Montecito Wine Bistro, where you'll enjoy the popular pizzas and many other dishes from the wood-burning oven, daily specials from Chef Victor, and selections from the elevated wine menu featuring Lafond and Santa Barbara Winery wines. Open daily at 11 for lunch, wine, cocktails, dinner, incredible desserts, and a daily happy hour from 3 to 6 with very unique appetizers in the Plaza del Sol, Montecito Village.
Welcome back to AHA Presents About Education. AHA helps teens manage their emotions, support their peers, and serve their community. We're back with our last segment with Barbara Bedhoren at the CEO of Girls Inc. and Christina Webster, Director of Programs. You know, this last line, if I get rid of the word teens, I could say, and get rid of the word haha, I could say Girls Inc. helps kids manage their emotions, support their peers, and serve their community. We could have the same line.
Is that, we could.
I'm getting looks like.
Yes, and
to be prepared to be in the world.
Yeah.
So what if I'm a new family in town? Do I get a welcoming if I'm a new customer, a new kid on the block?
In fact, we currently are running a promotion for new families. So anyone new to Girls Inc. can call. We'd love to schedule a tour with you. If you call up and schedule a tour and register, you will receive 25% off your first week. So we hope that any new families in town looking to try out our programs will call the centers and schedule a tour today.
Have you done any studies about what happens with a kid 20 years from now, 15 years, looking back? What have they come back and told you what they're doing?
So it's mainly just anecdotal at this point in time. We don't necessarily have formalized longitudinal studies in place, but we do have alumni who come back and talk with us about what they're doing. We often have an alum speak at our luncheon events, and so that's kind of how we hear about it and their successes.
Mm-hmm. And if you were a Girls Inc. girl, we would love to hear from you, because we know there are women in this community who were involved with Girls Inc. when they were growing up. And we learn about such women all the time. We really would like to hear. We would like to have really a strong group of women who we can identify and continue to have involved with us. We have alumna on staff,
mm-hmm.
which is really exciting that they've come back to work for us.
And you have siblings? A good percentage of kids are siblings?
Yes, and if you have a sibling, you also receive a discount. So the siblings are 25% off as well. So we do have a sibling discount rate. And we have many girls. If you have multiple girls in the family, they're all at Girls Inc.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to support Girls Inc., you would be doing so because you could what? What would it do? Would it mean more programs? Would it be better programs? What if I'm a donor? How am I going to satisfy my need to be helping the world?
Okay, I would say our greatest need is to support scholarships. In terms of dollars raised last year for scholarships, about $300,000 was donated. The need was $600,000, right? So we're constantly letting people know about the financial need. So far, we have not turned girls away. We figure out how to raise the money. But that, I would say, is our largest need there, is to support girls through scholarship.
Yeah, it's so important because we all live in the same community. And, you know, what I consider a real unfortunate reality today is there's so much tribalism and, you know, I'm not going to help this person. But even if you're a mean person, it really makes sense to help people become productive members of society. So if you donate and it takes so little, Girls Inc. is supporting girls for as little as $20, $30 a week, you'd make a big difference in changing people's lives. Barbara and Christina, thank you so much for all you do. Thank you for being here today. Maybe in one show we can bring back some alum and talk about what their experiences were. And thank you all for listening, and we'll be back here next week.
It's